Hello, welcome to Your Best Version, an Erasmus Plus project funded by the European Commission. In this chapter, we will talk about emotional regulation and its implication for fostering the social and emotional skills of young people at risk of social exclusion. Emotional regulation is all about understanding your emotions and learning how to handle them in a way that feels right for you. It doesn't mean ignoring your feelings or pretending you're fine when you're not. It just means finding ways to respond instead of react, so your emotions don't take over and run the show. During adolescence, emotions can feel more intense. One moment you're excited, and the next you might feel stressed, angry, or sad without knowing exactly why. That's completely normal. Your brain and body are still figuring things out. Emotional regulation helps you pause, take a breath, and respond in a way that doesn't leave you feeling worse. When you practice emotional regulation, you give yourself space to understand what you're feeling and why. You're more likely to avoid arguments, solve problems calmly, and talk things out instead of shutting down or lashing out. It helps with friendships, school stress, and even with family communication. But if emotional regulation isn't something you've worked on yet, it can be tough. You might find yourself overwhelmed more often or feel like you're stuck in a loop of frustration, guilt, or sadness. And that can make it harder to stay connected with others or to enjoy the things you usually like. If people don't understand what you're going through, it can feel pretty lonely. The good part is, just like everything else, emotional regulation is something you can learn. It starts with naming your emotions. Sounds simple, but saying I'm angry or I'm anxious is a big first step. From there, you can explore what helps you feel better, like going for a walk, writing in a journal, listening to music, or just talking to someone who gets it. Breathing exercises or grounding techniques can actually be useful when things feel too much. It also helps to create spaces where it's okay to talk about emotions without being judged. When young people feel safe to express themselves, it becomes easier to handle big feelings in healthier ways. To wrap it up, emotional regulation isn't about having it all together all the time. It's about learning how to understand yourself and take care of your feelings step by step. The more we talk about emotions, the easier it becomes to manage them and feel more balanced, even when things don't go as planned. That's all for now. Thank you for listening to the Your Best Version podcast. And remember, if you want to be part of our new skills development team, follow us on our Facebook page or visit our website at www.yourbestversion.com. Funded by the European Union, views and opinions expressed are, however, those of the authors only and do not necessarily reflect those of the European Union or the European Education and Culture Executive Agency. Neither the European Union nor the EACEA can be held responsible for them. This work is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License. To view a copy of this license, please visit the Creative Commons website. Logos are excluded from this license.